With Flames general manager Brad Treliving, just a thought. It has to be nice to get one off your plate and have Andrew under contract. That had to be a nice little weight off your shoulders last night.
Yeah, it's certainly good to have him here where he should be and needs to be. So it's taken us long enough to get these things chipped off the list, but no, it was good to get it done and good to see him. Had a good visit with Andrew yesterday. He's doing his all his medicals and stuff today, and then he'll be on the ice tomorrow by himself and join the group Wednesday. So certainly good news there yesterday.
So is it? I'm curious as to. I know that when you met everybody on Thursday, mm-hmm. just before fitness testing, you said, "Look, you know, you can't get these days back if you miss time in training camp." Mm-hmm. Didn't miss a ton of time though. Still joins the group pretty early in camp. How important is that? That you know, he might miss one preseason game, but he'll get the bulk of this year's camp in and under his belt.
Yeah, and just like I said, Pat, it seems like the regular season's a long ways away and the season's so long, but it's building that base. And you know, you can do the summer skates all you want, but getting into a real NHL practice where there's bumping and grinding and all the things that you need to do to prepare and just the pace at which the practices occur, those are, you can't duplicate them. You can't ride the bike like that. You can't do anything to duplicate NHL action than being in NHL action. So you're right. It hasn't been long. We still got lots of camp ahead of us, but each day that's sort of you miss, you're a little bit further behind. So certainly good to get him here and we'll be good to see him on the ice Wednesday.
And certainly developmentally big opportunity this year for him. Certainly yeah. Out of the gate, you know, with Matthew's absence to this point. I mean, this is a guy that. Look at his career. That's where he's played.
Yeah.
Top six guy at every level until here.
Yeah, and that's what I was saying to Andrew is this year, you know, if you go back to your point, Ryan, and you just look at his career trajectory, once he's sort of gotten, you know, a little bit comfortable in the area, he's taken off. He did it at the major junior level. 2 years ago, guys, this guy was in a short list of best players in the American Hockey League. And then we saw it last year is, you know, sort of up and down and trying to find a role, and then by the end of it was grabbing more, was an important player for us down the stretch and in the playoffs. He was an important player for us. So what I said to Mange is, it's, this is the first camp you're coming into where, hey, at the end of the day you still got to grab your spot, but you're now fighting for your, you know, a little bit bigger role, not just to be one of the 23 or 22 or 21 or whatever it is, but you know, maybe there's opportunity to grab more. So and as you said, in as we're currently situated here with Matthew's situation, it's a chance to, you know, grab a little maybe spot higher in the lineup, power play. All these sort of things are really important. As well as, when you're not here, what do? You open the door for somebody else.
Yeah.
And I can tell you, we're only 3 days into camp. We haven't, there's been no real bullets yet, but there's some guys on PTOs that aren't 20-year-old guys that have never played NHL games. They're guys that are looking to, you know, bounce back for maybe down years, and they've been impressive thus far. So when you let somebody sort of stick their toe in the doorway and open the door a crack, sometimes they knock it down. So all those things are good, and like I said, good to have him back.
Will he do fitness testing
yep.
just later on his own?
No, he's doing it right today.
And then what sort of, he obviously, you mentioned he had a conversation with you. I imagine next on that list, or maybe even the same time or before, would be chatting with the coaching staff.
No, he met with all of us. So he came in. We had a good meeting yesterday. He then went down and met with Billy in the group yesterday afternoon. He was doing a medical this morning at 7 o'clock, and then the bikes were, and all the setup was there waiting for him at 7:45. So he's just finished his fitness testing, and what he's going to do, tomorrow's an off day for everybody, and then he'll skate tomorrow on his own, and then he'll be here with the group on Wednesday.
Yeah, must be in the camp. We're forgetting what days it is.
Yeah, exactly.
Geez. Everything blends together now.
Yeah.
Okay. Update on Matthew Tkachuk. You can give us the stock line. We have to ask.
Nothing new to report. I know you're doing your job, and as I said, and listen, it's important. I want to keep all of our fans and followers up to speed. But you know, as I said on the opening day camp, it doesn't help the process really to do
yep.
stuff publicly. But certainly, you know, we're hopeful that sooner rather than later we can conclude something and let everybody know. But as of right now, status quo.
Any surprise from what we've seen in the RFA market, be it 2020 or these summer's RFAs? A bunch of guys all of a sudden getting signed, be it Morrissey for next year's class, Spurgeon a pending UFA, obviously Marner the big one that got done late Friday.
I wouldn't say anything surprising. I mean, obviously, you know, as I say all the time, you know, yes, there's a market out there, but each individual team has, you know, a way of doing their own business, right? And I think you look at some of the deals that have been done, it's been kind of consistent with some with how particular teams have done their business. It's good to see, you know, a couple of those RFAs get done where they're going to get into camp, and there's still a pretty good list of guys that have to get done. So, you know, you're cognizant and aware and know what's going on around the league, and try to pull all that information to see if you can find some common ground. But it's good that guys are getting done, and hopefully that trend will continue.
Finally, what do you watch for in a game tonight? Like, what are your eyes on in the first preseason game?
I usually go with where the younger guys are. So traditionally I'd have gone to Vic when we've done these things in Edmonton. But I really wanted to see Pelche tonight, so I'm going to stay here with Jacob. You know, that's really it. A lot of it you're not necessarily watching the veteran guys. You know, they're just going to go out there and get their reps. I wanted to see Jake, and I wanted to see, you know, a couple of the guys in the PTOs and just get a little sense, feel for them. Like I said, a couple of these PTO guys they're new people to us. We have a pretty good idea what they're all about. But, you know, get a little sense of them playing for you. We'll keep an eye on the game in Victoria as well. But that's really probably what we're looking at, maybe a little bit of, you know, I know Billy's going to probably move things around a little bit, see some different people in different spots, so we'll be watching that. But that's the biggest thing for me. The preseason for me is a little bit, especially early on, you know, the big guys are just getting, you know, they're getting reps, and I'm trying to familiarize myself with some of our younger guys.
What's the contact with Victoria? Who do you have out there, and is it a big phone call afterwards? Or just
no, we'll be watching the game, so Donnie Maloney will head up that staff, and he'll be out there with you know, basically we split the coaching staff. So Jeff Ward will run the Victoria team with Marty Jelena and Joe. And then Kale will stay here with Billy and Husk and Dominic Pittis. And so, you know, you've split the coaching staff, Stockton and Calgary. And then Don Maloney will head out there with Brad Pascal and split our development staff as well. Ronnie Sutter will join that, and then we'll talk right after the game, and then we have a meeting here tomorrow on the off day to kind of go through sort of all of our grades and evaluations for both, and probably more likely than not there'll be some player movement tomorrow.
As always, thank you, Brad. Appreciate it.
Okay, guys, thanks.